The Dalai Lama's eyes crinkle with genuine warmth as he declares, "I believe the very purpose of our life is to seek happiness." It's a disarmingly simple statement from a man who lost his homeland and witnessed immense suffering, yet radiates joy. What does he know that most of us don't? The revolutionary premise of The Art of Happiness is that happiness isn't something that happens to us. It's a skill we can cultivate through deliberate practice. Imagine approaching happiness not as a random stroke of luck, but as a craft you can master through dedicated effort. What might your life look like if you treated joy as seriously as you treat your career or education? When asked if he was happy, the Dalai Lama responded with quiet certainty, "Yes, definitely." His approach centers on training the mind, a holistic practice encompassing heart, spirit, and consciousness. This involves identifying factors that lead to happiness and suffering, then systematically cultivating positive influences while eliminating negative ones. A telling example occurred when the Dalai Lama's genuine warmth toward a Mexican housekeeper created such goodwill that by week's end, dozens of staff lined up to greet him. This demonstrates how authentic happiness naturally affects those around us. Brain research confirms that happiness can be cultivated through specific practices. When happy, we're more inclined to help others and build meaningful connections. The Dalai Lama's method aligns with scientific principles, observing mental states, distinguishing helpful from harmful ones, and deliberately fostering the positive. This works through neuroplasticity, our brain's ability to form new neural connections. MRI studies show that meditation and positive thinking physically reshape our brains, enhancing emotional regulation and compassion. This transformation requires consistent practice, setting positive intentions each morning, observing thoughts throughout the day, and evaluating progress each evening. Like physical training, persistent mental practice builds emotional resilience. As the Dalai Lama emphasizes, true education isn't just accumulating information, but developing a good heart through internal transformation. Have you ever noticed how quickly the excitement of a new purchase fades? Studies confirm that our happiness tends to return to a baseline level regardless of external events. Whether experiencing a pay raise or winning the lottery, we typically rebound to our characteristic level of happiness after an adjustment period. Our satisfaction is strongly influenced by comparison. When we compare ourselves favorably to our past or to others less fortunate, we feel happier. The Dalai Lama distinguishes between positive desires for happiness, peace, and unreasonable desires that lead to suffering. He describes his own experience in supermarkets, where initial impulses to acquire things are tempered by asking, "Do I really need this?" Christopher Reeve exemplified the power of contentment despite devastating circumstances. After becoming completely paralyzed, he overcame despair by focusing on his assets rather than limitations, considering himself lucky for having a loving family and an uninjured mind he could use to help others. What might change in your perspective if you shifted focus from what you lack to what you already possess? Are humans fundamentally selfish or compassionate? The Dalai Lama firmly believes our underlying nature is gentle, not aggressive. He points to compelling evidence. Our survival depends on affection from birth. Our physical structure suits compassionate feelings, and our emotional health flourishes with connection. Recent scientific evidence supports this optimistic view. The 1986 Seville Statement on Violence concluded that violent behavior isn't genetically programmed into human nature. Neuroscientists have identified mirror neurons that activate both when we perform an action and when we witness others performing it, suggesting we're wired for empathy. Like language development, our capacity for compassion appears innate, requiring only the right environmental conditions to flourish. When asked if he ever feels lonely, the Dalai Lama responds with a simple no. His secret? Approaching others with compassion and looking for their positive aspects, which creates immediate feelings of affinity. Without fear about others' judgments, he maintains an openness that facilitates meaningful connections. Our culture presents a paradox. We celebrate fierce independence while simultaneously yearning for intimate connection. We often focus on finding one special person to heal our loneliness while maintaining our illusion of self-sufficiency. Yet the Dalai Lama recommends maintaining closeness with as many people as possible, from family and teachers to service workers we encounter daily. Research consistently shows that people with close relationships are more likely to survive health challenges and have stronger immune systems. The Dalai Lama warns against viewing suffering as unnatural or abnormal. When we think this way, we tend to blame someone for our unhappiness, either external forces or internal defects. This victim stance perpetuates suffering through persistent resentment. We often magnify our hurts by replaying them endlessly, which may elicit sympathy but ultimately prolongs our unhappiness. Our response to situations largely determines our suffering. We can let slander pass like a silent wind rather than reacting with hurt. As Jacques Lusserin, a blind resistance fighter who survived Buchenwald, observed, "Unhappiness comes to each of us because we think ourselves at the center of the world." The ability to shift perspective is one of our most powerful tools for coping with life's problems. Using his own exile as an example, the Dalai Lama notes that while losing his country was tragic, being a refugee freed him from formalities and created opportunities to meet diverse people. When problems arise, our outlook often narrows. Seeing things from a wider perspective, recognizing others have endured similar or worse experiences, can make problems seem less overwhelming. In today's world of sudden, unexpected changes, developing flexible thinking isn't merely an intellectual exercise, but a survival skill. The Dalai Lama exemplifies this flexibility, often seeing merit in opposing viewpoints while maintaining clear guiding principles, belief in human goodness, compassion, and kindness. He identifies anger and hatred as our true enemies, serving no function except causing harm. Unlike ordinary enemies who must eat and sleep, hatred has no other function, no other purpose than destroying us. Its destructive effects are immediately visible, overwhelming us, destroying peace of mind, and obliterating good judgment. For intense anger, he pragmatically suggests taking a time out, thinking of something else until calmer, then analyzing the situation. Scientific research confirms his approach. Anger builds on anger physiologically, and venting doesn't dispel it, but makes it worse. The most effective approach is prevention, through cultivating calm states of mind, and when anger occurs, logically analyzing the triggering thoughts. The essence of spiritual life is inner discipline, training that cultivates positive mental states like compassion, tolerance, and forgiveness. Through consistent practice, we can all move closer to mastering the art of happiness. What might your life look like if you approached each day with the intention to cultivate joy?